So we're trying a new thing here in 2012. We're just trying to expand our horizons a bit. We did a Bob game show a couple Fridays ago.
Yay!
We did something last Friday.
It's called Awesome.
I'm not sure what Tom's goal was with
called
that
genius.
Whole thing.
It's well remembered. Let's put it that way.
Hell yeah.
Legendary.
And this week, we sent our ace reporter Donovan out. I don't know. Is that how we want to set this up? What are we setting up here? We might do this in 2012.
Yeah, this is
An inside look at a little bit of the something that happened on our show.
Yeah, we tried to tell stories before. We had the story about Bob and then you, and then we had the story about the show. It's almost like a behind the scenes look. You know, VH1
behind
will
the
go
music.
Behind the music.
Yeah,
we went behind the microphone about Bob and Dan and
right.
the Bob and Dan radio show. This time, I just wanted to go behind the drop, because a lot of times you get people saying, where did that come from if they're new to the station or whatnot?
Behind the drop.
So Ooh. This is behind the drop, and this is about Dan versus Lee Corso. The
Terrible.
Yeah, no doubt. The we're having fun here, no. So I wanted to go behind the drop to tell the story about what happened that day and how it went down, all right?
Excellent.
Behind the drop.
Let's check it out.
Behind...
Never in the history of radio has six words formed into a question put Dallas-Fort Worth on the edge of its seat.
And we're having fun here, no?
Two media heavyweights, two masters of the bit, going toe-to-toe to see who could be the last one standing.
They probably think you're a jerk.
And realize that
you are a
might
jerk.
Be a funny statement.
How did this epic battle even get started? Did nervous laughter from Bob Sturm help or hurt the situation?
I think you read that one wrong.
Hmm.
Was this ever resolved? And how are our combatants dealing with their wounds? We find out the answers to these and a lot more as we go behind the drop. Dan McDowell versus Lee Corso. It was a normal SMU Athletic Forum day for Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell, co-hosts of Bad Radio on Sports Radio 1310 since June 1999. About four times a year, Bad Radio broadcasts from the Hilton Anatole as they interview one-on-two the speaker that wows the forum crowd with their charm and wit. This time, that person was ESPN's College Game Day host, Lee Corso, the guy most famous for putting on his head the mascot of the team he's picking to win every Saturday. And not so much for coaching, because, well, he kind of sucked at that. But he's great at putting on big Buckeye head and staring at the sky. Usually, when the guest arrives at the broadcast table, he or she immediately goes into charm mode, telling funny stories and bringing the funny from the podium to the airwaves. And Lee Corso did not disappoint.
One thing led to another. Then he calls me up about a year later and said, "You ain't going to believe what I'm going to do." I said, "What are you going to do?" He said, "I'm posing naked." I said, "You what?" He said, "Yeah, I'm posing naked in Cosmopolitan." I said, "You're crazy." He said, "I got to do something, man. I'm starving." What happens, if you remember, he was the first guy basically to ever pose nude with a cigarette in his mouth in Cosmopolitan.
Who knew this would take a sharp turn so suddenly after? Bob Sturm reflects.
He starts talking, he sits down, and, you know, he's not really looking at us that much, but we get going, and seems like he's having a good time.
Dan McDowell, obviously bored with Corso talking so much about Burt Reynolds and not about him, decided to take matters into his own hands by cleverly turning Corso's words against him to get some laughs and to let Corso know that the funny was going to be brought by him and only him.
And not a lot of people know this, but Lee Corso was actually the second person to pose nude, correct? Or did I read that wrong?
I think you read that one wrong.
Hmm. He's the goofy guy on the College Game Day set. You know, he is an ex-coach, but he's the guy always wearing the mascot head. He's telling funny stories. He's the guy that they have up at the giving the speech at the SMU Forum because he's funny. He likes to goof around. He likes to poke fun at things. Including himself, I thought. You know, he puts himself in that way.
That thinking backfired on Dan at that particular moment, as Corso didn't take too kindly to the funny and decided to strike back.
I won't even tell you what. I won't even give you Next question.
You laid out nicely.
But I think that was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it.
And he starts going in on Dan a little bit, and I'm looking at him, and I feel like I read that he's doing a joke on Dan, like Dan's joking with him, so now he's going to joke right back.
You know, when he first recoiled at what I said, I kind of thought he was almost playing along and doing some kind of a character. And I feel like he read that in my expression or my demeanor, because then he had to state...
And I'm not kidding.
Like, he made it a point to say, you think I'm joking around here. I am not joking. That was highly offensive to me.
And it took me a few seconds to fully register that he was not happy at all.
Really?
Yeah. Because why would you say that here with people...
Because it's somewhat funny, no?
It isn't funny. It's funny.
It's not funny at all?
No, it's not funny at all. In fact, the people out there that don't know me would say, what kind of jerk is this guy?
Well, wouldn't you think most people listening might know me?
I was just shocked. I really was stunned, because it was the biggest throwaway line that, you know, I think we've all said things that we know may or may not be offensive, and we brace for them and prepare on... Well, how would I react if they are offended by this particular thing I'm about to say? But I don't think I had any of that in my mind, as if this would stop things down.
They probably think you're a jerk.
And realize that
you are a jerk.
Might be a funny statement.
Well, I think it was a sarcastic statement.
Sure
it
was.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no?
You're telling us
funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk because of the fact you take a shot at me.
A shot?
A shot? Every time I see Dan, I think of that phrase.
A shot?
And I also think of the shake voice that he got throughout this interview with Lee Corso.
You know, when I heard Dan say, a shot, I thought, yeah, it was a shot. And I felt horrible for Lee Corso and his family. And you know what? That shot has more historical significance than number 3 on November 22nd, 1963.
When I heard Dan exclamate the famous phrase, a shot! I couldn't help but notice the microphone moving back and to the left. Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
Clearly, things had gone very, very wrong in this interview, and Dan was about to become legendary.
A shot. Two words that, when said in an octave that only dogs can understand, escalates this argument to the point of no return.
Because you inferred the fact that I posed naked.
And how is that a shot?
Because that's against what I would do.
And it's not a joke, then? Wouldn't that be the irony of the whole situation?
Not to me.
That Lee Corso certainly wouldn't do that. Burt Reynolds would. Well, I don't really understand where this is coming from.
It's your show.
So at this point, I knew something had to be done. Now, on one hand, I'm thinking it's Lee Corso, and he's there nude with a cigarette in his mouth, and it's making me kind of sick. But someone had to try and tighten up the lug nuts on this loose wheel. And since the other two guys were bobbing and weaving all over the road, I took matters into my own hands. All right, this is Lee Corso with us. I think he was joking, Coach.
But, I don't appreciate people taking shots and joking at my expense when I don't do that to anybody else.
There, punches were thrown. Everyone said what they had to say, and this thing is finally over, right? If it were any other host, sure. But this is Dan McDowell we're talking about here. Ask Mark Teixeira, was it over?
I'm looking at your bio. You got married already? You're a rookie in the big leagues? I mean, you've pretty much taken care of everything, right?
I got it all taken care of, I guess. I'm pretty well covered.
Well, you still have divorce to look forward to.
Nah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so. Mark.
You might.
I'd like to apologize.
It's always an option. That's what I tell my wife if she gets out of line. You just keep that in mind.
I
can tell her.
I'm sorry for you, then.
Yeah, you don't have to respond to that, Mark.
Ask Dale Hansen.
No matter what.
Get your damn pom-pom before you poke me in the eye.
I don't understand what you're saying.
This is also what you fall back on.
I'm not
on
even a Cowboy
fan.
I don't have a pom-pom.
He fires.
I wish my owner was half as passionate as Jerry Jones. What, are you walking out?
Well, shut up!
See, this is your problem. You don't like Mark Cuban because he wants to talk as much as you do. Now you're yelling at me to shut up because I'm trying to have a sports argument with you and I don't agree with you. And you can't hang up on me. This is the Dale Big Ego coming out. Wow, you're pissed.
It's not over for Dan McDowell until the fat lady sings. And I don't see Aretha Franklin putting down the double whopper with gravy to belt out R-E-S-P-E-C-T. just yet.
When there was a clear chance to just move on, maybe salvage the interview a little bit, Dan just would not let it go. He had to have closure.
Closure? I don't think it was closure that I needed, but maybe I did need closure, but it was just, I was incredulous at this. This just happened.
Well, I think that's real silly.
Well,
I really do. I don't think that you should be offended at all.
Okay.
And I thought we were sitting here laughing and having a good time.
Well, not at my expense.
At your expense?
Yeah.
I really don't understand how you would say it was at your expense either.
Because of the fact that you inferred to the people out there who don't know me that I would pose naked and do something like that.
And then it was like, well, we can't get back to what do you think of Michigan this year? Or what do you think of the college football? I mean, this had become bigger than the original interview, so I kind of knew that this was going to be it. We kind of had to let him go after that.
Well, I guess I should just thank you for stopping by then.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Coach, thanks very much.
Okay, my pleasure.
All right.
Thanks for having
me
on.
There's Coach Lee Corso here on Sports Radio, 1310 The Ticket.
12 rounds of championship boxing, all because Dan made a joke about Lee Corso showing his junk in Playgirl. And Corso worried that the staple in the page might hide it. Some might consider it a draw, while others would say that the big winner is the P1, because they get to hear this audio gold whenever Dan is on a round table with George Dunham on the Musers, or whenever Corso's birthday rolls around on Why Today Doesn't Suck, or any other time Grooves decides he wants to play it. And while these two warriors will be remembered for a lot of things, both good and bad, that one sunny afternoon at the Hilton Anatole as part of the SMU Athletic Forum will always be remembered for those six words that will live in infamy.
And we're having fun here, no?
He wants. You're welcome. For Behind the Drop, I'm Donovan Lewis.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Nicely done, Dean. Nicely done.
Change my voice when I report.
Wow.
It gets a little deeper.
I don't know what to say. How about you, Coach Pacino? Oh.
No. I also don't know what to say, really.
I don't know what to say.
Very good, Donovan.
That was awesome. Although it didn't sound like
Not
you.
Quite enough about me.